आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सुनील वर्मा। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू डिस्ट्रीब्यूट ओवर 51,000 अपॉइंटमेंट लेटर्स टू न्यू रिक्रूट्स इन गवर्नमेंट डिपार्टमेंट्स ड्यूरिंग रोजगार मेला टुडे। Preliminary report of investigation into last month's Air India plane crash reveals fuel supply to both engines was cut off soon after takeoff. Election Commission says over 74% voters in Bihar have submitted enumeration forms so far in electoral roll revision drive. Maratha military landscapes of India inscribed in UNESCO's World Heritage List. In cricket, India end day 2 on 145 for 3, behind by 242 runs against hosts England in first innings of Lord's Test. And in Wimbledon tennis, Iga Swiatek to clash with Amanda Anisimova for women's singles title today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will distribute more than 51,000 appointment letters to newly recruited youth in various government departments and organizations through video conferencing today. The event is a part of the government's ongoing Rozgar Mela initiative. The Prime Minister will also address the new appointees during the event. More from our correspondent.
The 16th Rozgar Mela will be held at 47 locations across the country. The recruitments are taking place across central government ministries and departments. The new recruits selected from across the country will be joining the Ministry of Railways, Home Affairs, Health and Family Welfare, Labour and Employment and Department of Post, among other departments and ministries. More than 10 lakh recruitment letters have been issued so far through the Rozgar Mela across the country. Rozgar Mela is a step towards fulfillment of Prime Minister's commitment to accord highest priority to employment generation. The Rozgar Mela will play a significant role in providing meaningful opportunities to the youth for their empowerment and participation in nation building. Aman Yadav, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau, AAIB, last night released its 15-page preliminary report of the investigation into the fatal Air India plane crash that claimed 260 lives in Ahmedabad on the 12th of last month. The report, which examined the sequence of events and engine behavior leading up to the crash of Air India flight AI-171 involving a Boeing 787-8 aircraft, revealed that the fuel to the engines of the plane was cut off. The AAIB in its report said, within seconds of liftoff, both engine fuel control switches of the aircraft transitioned from run to cut-off position, one after another, with a time gap of 1 second, and turned off, resulting in devastating air tragedy. According to the initial probe report, one of the pilots can be heard on the cockpit voice recorder asking the other why he switched off the fuel supply to the engines, to which the other pilot responded by saying that he did not. The AAIB said the fuel control switches were switched on later, but the deceleration in one of the engines could not be stopped. As per the report, the flight lasted around 30 seconds between liftoff and crash. The report mentioned that both pilots had an adequate rest period before the flight. The report noted that there are no recommended actions to operators of Boeing 787-8 and GEnx 1B engine operators at this stage of the report. Of the probe, rather, it added that fuel samples taken from the bowsers and tanks used to refuel the aircraft were tested at the Directorate General of Civil Aviation DGCA lab and were found satisfactory. AAIB said the investigation team will review additional evidence being sought from stakeholders. The Boeing 787-8 Dreamliner crashed into the hostel premises of BJ Medical College on the outskirts of the airport at Ahmedabad in Gujarat, killing 241 of the 242 people on board. One passenger survived, while 19 people on the ground also lost their lives. The plane was en route to London Gatwick from Ahmedabad. Meanwhile, Air India Today, in a social media post, said it is working closely with regulators and other stakeholders and will continue to cooperate with the authorities in the ongoing probe into the Ahmedabad plane crash. Union Home Minister Amit Shah arrived in Thiruvananthapuram last night for a two-day visit to Kerala. He was received at the airport by senior BJP leaders and party workers. Mr. Shah will attend various programs in the state capital today. He's scheduled to inaugurate the BJP's new state headquarters this morning. Later, the senior BJP leader will address a massive gathering of booth-level party workers at Puttarikandam ground. National Security Advisor Ajit Dobhal has said that India hit 9 terrorist targets inside Pakistan, not near the border, but across its crisscrossed terrain during the recent Operation Sindoor. While delivering his speech at the 62nd annual convocation of IIT Madras at Chennai yesterday, Dobhal said the strikes were precise to the point where Indian armed forces knew who was where, and the missiles hit nowhere else except the targets.
You tell me one photograph, one imagery, which shows any Indian damage being done, even a glass pane having been torn. They brought out photographs, they wrote this thing, the New York Times put it this thing, put out very this thing. Only imagery, they said 13 air bases, of whether it was in Sargodha, or it was in Rahim Yar Khan, or it was in Chaklala, or it was in Rawalpindi.
Mr. Dobhal also slammed foreign media for spreading misinformation about Operation Sindoor and challenged them to present any credible evidence of damage on the Indian side. The Election Commission has said that over 74% of around 7.9 crore electors in Bihar have submitted their enumeration forms during the last 17 days of the ongoing Special Intensive Revision SIR of the electoral roll in the state. The commission added that forms can be submitted until the 25th of this month. Our correspondent has the details.
To accelerate the revision campaign in urban areas, municipal commissioners, including in Patna, have been given the status of assistant district election officer for the first time. According to the Election Commission of India, enumeration forms have been collected from 3 out of every 4 voters in the state. Over 1 lakh booth level officers, BLOs, are engaged in this campaign, and active participation from political parties is also evident. Various political parties have deployed more than 1.5 lakh booth-level agents. The Election Commission's ECI NET application has significantly expedited the special intensive revision process. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashwani News, Patna.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The Maratha Military Landscapes of India has been inscribed on the UNESCO World Heritage List, becoming India's 44th site to receive this prestigious recognition. The announcement was made during the 47th session of the World Heritage Committee at UNESCO headquarters in Paris last evening. This global honour celebrates India's enduring cultural legacy, highlighting its architectural brilliance, regional identity, and historical continuity. The Indian delegation thanked the World Heritage Committee for the honour.
This is a historic day, not only for India, but especially for the Marathi people all over the world. The rich cultural heritage of the Marathas has been honored by the recognition of its outstanding universal value by the international community. The Maratha military landscape represents a unique fusion of military innovation, ecological adaptation, and architectural excellence shaped by the rugged landscapes of the Sahyadris and the indomitable spirit of the Maratha polity. We dedicate this inscription to the wisdom of Chhatrapati Shivaji Maharaj, whose legacy lives on.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Culture Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat, and Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Phadnavis have lauded the historic milestone and congratulated the people of India on this achievement. Prasar Bharati and Handball Association of India, HAI, have signed a 3-year Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, to produce and broadcast all national and international handball events. These events will be broadcast on DD Sports, Waves, OTT and other Prasar Bharati platforms. The agreement was formally exchanged between Prasar Bharati Chief Executive Officer Gaurav Dwivedi and Executive Director of Handball Association of India, Anandeshwar Pandey. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over central and adjoining northwest parts of the country during the next 4 to 5 days. According to IMD, heavy to very heavy rainfall is expected at isolated places of East Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh today. The monsoon continues to remain active across Himachal Pradesh with intermittent rainfall reported in several parts of the state, including the capital Shimla. The Meteorological Department has issued a yellow alert for heavy rainfall in multiple districts till the 17th of this month. Today, the alert is in place for parts of Shimla, Solan and Sirmaur districts, warning of the possibility of heavy downpour. More from our correspondent.
Intermittent moderate to heavy rainfall continues in Himachal Pradesh due to the ongoing monsoon disrupting normal life. According to information from the State Emergency Operations Center, 184 roads in the state are still blocked, while 111 electricity transformers and 791 drinking water schemes have also been affected. So far, 92 people have lost their lives, 172 have been injured, and 33 people are still missing during this monsoon season. Besides private property, the state has suffered an estimated loss of around ₹749 crore in public infrastructure, with the Jal Shakti Department bearing the maximum loss of ₹404 crore, followed by the Public Works Department with ₹327 crore. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
Moving on to the world of sports. In cricket, India will resume their first innings at the overnight score of 145/3 against hosts England on day 3 of the third test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Lord's in London today. The match will begin at 3:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. We have more in this report.
India currently trailed by 242 runs after England were bowled out for 387 in their first innings on day 2. India managed to restrict the host after Jasprit Bumrah claimed his maiden 5-wicket haul at Lord's Cricket Ground. At stumps, KL Rahul remained unbeaten on the back of his 19 test 50, with vice-captain Rishabh Pant giving him company at the crease. We have more from cricket. Italy has qualified for the ICC Men's T20 World Cup for the first time. Alongside Italy, the Netherlands has also qualified for the tournament, which will be held in India and Sri Lanka next year. On to Wimbledon tennis, the 5-time Grand Slam champion Iga Swiatek will clash with the 13-seed Amanda Anisimova for the women's singles title in London tonight. The match is scheduled to start at 8:30 p.m. Indian time. In men's singles, world number 1 Jannik Sinner defeated 7-time champion Novak Djokovic in the semi-final last night to set up title clash with the 2nd-seed Carlos Alcaraz of Spain tomorrow.
It's amazing. It shows that I'm growing, you know, as a player in all surfaces.
On to hockey, Haryana will take on Odisha while Mizoram will lock horns with Jharkhand in the semi-finals of the 15th Hockey India Sub-Junior Women National Championship 2025 in Ranchi today. Chirag Jai, Sports Desk.
And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Sunil. The Hindu quotes National Security Advisor Ajit Doval as saying that the entire Operation Sindoor took 23 minutes targeting only terrorist bases in Pakistan, with indigenous resources such as Brahmos playing a crucial role in the operation. Joint Polls Constitutional say ex-CGIs question sweeping powers to EC in bill, reads the top headline in the Indian Express, referring to the observations of former Chief Justices J.S. Kehar and D.Y. Chandrachud made before the Joint Committee of Parliament. Sweeping rate cuts are expected at the next GST Council meet, with lower slabs likely for consumer goods and insurance, writes the Times of India. The Indian Army deploys over 50 anti-drone systems to secure Amarnath pilgrims, reports the Statesman. And finally, adding patriotism to agricultural innovation, scientists have developed a new variety of mango named Sindoor, which will mature in autumn rather than summer, making it rare and commercially promising, reports the Pioneer. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Shagun. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to distribute over 51,000 appointment letters to new recruits in government departments during Rozgar Mela today. Preliminary report of investigation into last month's Air India plane crash reveals fuel supply to both engines was cut off soon after takeoff. Election Commission says over 74% voters in Bihar have submitted enumeration forms so far in an electoral roll revision drive. Maratha Military Landscapes of India inscribed in UNESCO's World Heritage List. In cricket, India ends day 2 on 145/3, behind by 242 runs against hosts England in first innings of Lord's Test. And in Wimbledon tennis, Iga Swiatek to clash with Amanda Anisimova for women's singles title today. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.